Tomorrow is Record Store Day, and if you're in search of some vinyl from a local band, you may consider Long Gone Brand New from the Good Fear. It's the Fayetteville-based rock band's first full-length album in about a decade. 2 weeks ago, Dustin Bartholomew, Brian Brown, Todd Gill, Zach Holland, and Damon Singleton came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to play an acoustic set and discuss their latest project with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. During their visit, Zach shared the story behind the first song they performed called Wandering.
This is a song I wrote in when I was living in Little Rock, and the thunderstorms down there are intense. And it's around the time we had a baby, and there was a lot of hiding under stairs from tornado watches and green skies. And it goes like this. I've been wandering, wandering around under dark sky. Under that sound, the thunder comforts, southern lightning bolts, the tickle treetops cut the darkness in half. And in the valley, the field meets the trees. I see you there. Must be time to come home. Come the wind, and it rarely cares if you can breathe, or if you be an arc in the circle. And hide the kids up underneath the desk. You grab the flashlight and I'll fetch the flies. Skin will sing, your men will scream under the weather. So glad I'm home. So glad I'm home. So glad I'm home.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now in the studio by The Good Fear. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
Hi.
Actually, I guess I should say welcome here for the first time. We were discussing before we started recording that this is your first time playing in our studio.
Yes.
So we're very glad to have you. It's kind of weird to think you haven't been in here because you guys have been around for a long time. So for our listeners who are new to you, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the band?
What, God, when did we start? I think the original band started in 02, 03.
Early 2000s.
Uh-huh. And then it was kind of just, it's always just kind of been whoever was around, a bunch of guys that were playing in bands, and whoever was in town would kind of just play. And around 04, Todd happened to be in town, Brian was in town, and Dustin recruited them to join, and that's kind of when the lineup now solidified. And then Damon jumped on, and about 2 years ago. That. So yeah, about 04 is when it kind of started. It's been years off in between here and there.
Sure.
Moving to other towns and having kids and stuff.
Life.
Life. Lots of life. There's kids that have been born, now they're in school. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, lots of life has happened over the 10-year span for sure.
Yeah.
It it's kind of a miracle we can even keep it together still sometimes.
It's really impressive. Like, how did that happen, or why do you keep trying to keep it together? Because I think so often you start a band in college and then people move away, or even if they stay here, they get married, they have kids, and you just don't have time, and they're like, eh, that was a fun thing we did, but you guys have managed to keep it going.
And even younger kids, the lifespan of a band is maybe 6 months at most, because just get bored. Like, they just want a new name, they want a new band, they want to be a different band. Mm-hmm. And at some point, it was a conscious decision to say, let's just keep the name, even though people may come and go, to try to build something, you know, just to try to keep some momentum going. And I don't know, it's now it's an experiment. After 10 years, you start to wonder, I don't know, are we building a momentum, or are we getting stale? I don't know. But I think we've kind of hit a new level now where it's actually fun again.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
What's
different? We don't want the younger people to have all the fun.
Yeah.
So what's different, or what do you think happened?
I think we just found time to dedicate to actually being good again. There was a middle phase where we kind of just, we didn't have time mainly, and we just kind of were okay to just rest on, you know, there's a certain type of song we know we can write and play easily and it'll just work. And it got a little bit lazy that way. And mostly we just ran out of time and had other things to do. And we've just kind of put some extra effort into we were kind of forced to put some effort into it because we decided we wanted to put out a full-length album, which we haven't done in a while, and put something out on vinyl. It's always an exercise in, let's do this one thing before we quit. It's always like for posterity, and then we just keep going.
Yeah. So I guess that's what we're here celebrating today, is the brand new album, Long Gone, brand new. First one in 10-ish years, we think.
Yes. Yeah, I think the last one was 2009, so first full length in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Full length number 3, though, total. Yeah.
How long have you guys been working on it? Because I think I saw hints of this in like 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a little while.
Yes.
Well, it happens. I mean,
yeah, that's part of it. That's kind of what we were saying, is you just kind of have to work on it when you can. So yeah, it's been probably a 3-year process.
I think at one point we realized that we were calling something a new song that we'd been playing for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
That is the luxury of being a band for that long, is there are most of our songs are at least 3 years old by the time we ever finish them, because we'll start them, then we'll throw them on the back burner, forget about them, come back to them. And then we've always got a backlog of things of, well, we need a bridge here, we need this here. There's always something we can pull from. And then there's plenty of time to feel like you have time to kind of try to perfect a song, if that's possible.
We also rearrange it a lot, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll make changes and keep making changes.
Lyrically, it makes for a weird mash, because I might write the first half, you know, 3 years before, 5 years before the second half is finished. So they're just completely two schizophrenically different parts of a song that really may not have even much to do with each other, which is interesting when you're trying to explain what a song's about. But the songs are only ever about just characters to me.
So you have 9 songs on the new album, recorded at East Hall Recordings, released on Max Recordings.
Yeah, Max Recordings out of Little Rock. Bert Taggart has done wonderful things for our music in Arkansas. He's got a great catalog. You should check out his website.
So Long Gone, brand new. How is something both?
Yeah, well, I try to put little conflicts like that in everything we do, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
All of our artwork and a lot of our songs are just clashing themes like that. I don't know if I could say how, but I feel like we are both.
Yeah.
It's kind of what we explained earlier, you know, like sometimes it feels like we've pushed over some hill, and then at the other side of it, it feels new again somehow. Yeah. And it feels kind of new.
And maybe new to some new people. It is a college town, and, you know, at least with the university, you've got new kids coming in.
Every show.
Every year.
Every show, because we go months, if not a year, in between shows sometimes. And every show, somebody comes up and says, "Where are you guys from?" So it's like,
what is that like for you?
It's odd. I take it as a compliment, because generally they think we're a touring band that like couldn't be from Fayetteville.
Okay.
And then I say, "Yeah, well, we're from here. We've been here for about 10 years, and we just never make it back out to play again before they've graduated and moved on to somewhere else." And then their little sister comes up and says the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're always a new band.
We're always a new band. It's hilarious.
There you go.
The Long Gone, brand new.
What one of your, I don't know if I call this a side project, but you talk about, you know, that one show you play a year. There's the Six Tom Petty's show that you guys do around Halloween usually.
Yes.
I've never known, I know it's you, and I always smile when I see the banner go up, but what is the genesis of this? I actually don't know.
So in Little Rock, so Zach lived in Little Rock for a while, uh-huh. and every year for I don't know how long, they have this tradition where bands dress up as other bands and play a set of their songs.
Okay.
It's usually bands that don't do covers otherwise, you know, so yeah. It's kind of their one chance to do it
yeah.
and not feel bad about it, I guess.
Yeah, so we were like, oh, you know, we kind of bonded over Tom Petty when we first started playing. That was something that we all agreed, you know, we all listened to completely different music, but we were all like, but we love Tom Petty. And so we were like, oh, maybe we should do a Tom Petty set and do the, you know, the bands covering bands. And then we're like, okay, you know, let's, what are we going to dress? Who's going to be Tom Petty? And we're like, what if we're all Tom Petty? And then we thought that was just the funniest idea to have six people dressed as Tom Petty on the stage.
And it always rotates singers.
Yeah.
And that was the only time we've been a wedding cover band twice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've played it at a wedding. We've played it. Mostly, though, we play it, you know, Halloween weekend.
But you played at a wedding as the Tom Petty's?
Yes.
Yeah. we were hired as Tom Petty cover
band. Tom Petty, so we had to be six Tom Petty's.
Yeah. The first thing when they call, we say is, are you sure? Like, our set is not a wedding set.
Yeah.
We'll play the Petty's. We got the Petty's in our back pocket. We can handle that. You guys can dance to that. But are you sure you want to hear us play? Like, because they usually will do a set of both.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I guess one wedding went pretty well, the other maybe not so much.
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. But yeah, six people dressed as Tom Petty. Why not?
Why not? I think that's the best answer to anything. Why not? Okay. So why not?
Yeah.
The album is officially out April 10th.
Yes.
And where can people get it?
MaxRecordings.com will have it locally. I know Block Street Records is committed to carrying it, and then it will be streaming on Spotify and Apple Music and all the streaming services. So yeah, you pretty much get it wherever you listen to music.
Okay, and a release show sometime this summer?
Yeah, we're looking at June 28th at Smoke and Barrel Tavern. And we're not exactly sure who's going to play with us that night yet. But, yeah, we're looking forward to that. Well, that will be just kind of our official celebration of the record.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Dustin Bartholomew, Brian Brown, Todd Gill, Zach Holland, and Damon Singleton together are the Good Fear. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda inside the Carver Center for Public Radio last month. Their new album, Long Gone, Brand New, is out now on vinyl. And if you're interested in picking it up as part of your Record Store Day haul tomorrow, you can find it at Block Street Records. Here's one more sample of a song from the new album as performed by The Good Fear in our studio.
All right, this one's The Namesake. I guess the oldest song we have. And we put it on every record we can, a new version of it here and there. And it's on the new record, Long Gone, Brand New. It's always the last song on whatever record we have. But it tends to change a little bit here and there. Damon plays it a little bit different. It's nice. This is The Good Fear. Who am I kidding here? It's not the big year. I wonder if I'll even save today. And who am I kidding here? It's no longer the good fear. I wonder if I'm even safe to play. Be here in the morning, the good fear. It keeps an eye out for me. The good fear, the good fear, keeps an eye out for me. Moving in
sheep rocking down my daughter's for the year and keep us in the fear, the good fear.
Contributors to the